What's going on, everybody? This is your boy King Vibe with Who Got Bars Radio. I know it's been a while since you guys heard from me, and it's been extremely crazy but amazing at the same time. I definitely have like a few questions for everybody, and shout out to everybody that's watching live. But one of the questions is, how did the pandemic affect you, and what did you do to make it better for your situation? Also, another question is, did you make more revenue during the pandemic, or did you lose money? You guys already know how I am. I'm very chilled, and I'm very real, so that's why I'm asking everybody out there just for your honest opinion on how you feel. Also, I want to talk to everybody about the vaccine shot. A lot of people are taking it, like a lot of people. A lot of my friends has taken it. My father's taken it. My mom's taken it. A couple of my friends have. And the reason why I don't really trust it is because my dad recently, he had a stroke. And he's all right now, but he got blind in one of his eyes. I don't know if that's just something that's going on with his health, or I don't know if that had something to do with after he took the vaccine shot. So I'm not here to spread rumors, but I'm definitely curious on what everybody's opinion is on that. I feel like every time that someone takes that vaccine, something insane happens. But it's up to you guys to let me know what you think. And on top of that, with Who Got Bars Radio, we are looking for a new guest to come on the show. So if you guys feel like you're a talented artist in the music or the dance or the TikTok, or it can be anything, as long as you have a talent and you represent something, you guys definitely can hop on board and just let us know what you do and how we can make you a special guest. One of my biggest pet peeves in life is taking opportunities, and not only taking the opportunity but executing the opportunity, being successful with it. There's another thing that I learned recently. There's a lot of people now, especially in this generation. I'm 25 years old, but in this generation right now, I feel like there's a lot of people that only master one thing in life. And when I mean master, I mean like they feel like they're a rapper, or they feel like they're a dancer or a photographer, and that's the only thing that they want to do for the rest of their life, and that's what they do every day. But the way that life works is, in order to master everything, in order to be a king, in order to be sharper than the next person, you have to learn how to master other things. Like, go out and bowl, learn how to hit a perfect score. Go out there and play football. Learn how to be the quarterback. Learn how to be a writer. Learn how to be, an engineer. You have to master everything, to the point where even if you wanted to be a barber, you master cutting hair. Everything should be mastered. And I feel like also another thing that you guys should definitely focus on, I know it's been a while, but we're back with this Who Got Bars Radio, but I want everyone to focus on, making a goal, goal charts, things that you have to check off. So if you get go to the dollar store, Walmart, Target, doesn't matter, wherever you shop, and go get a clipboard with a pen, and I want you guys to literally write down little things that you want to complete within the next 3 months. You know what I mean? Start with 3 months, then go to 2 months, and then go to 1 month, then 2 weeks, then a week. What you want to do in the next 2 days, the next 24 hours. I feel like when everything is put down on paper and you see it every single day and you look at it, you have to wake up and look at it. When you wake up in the morning, I would hope one of the first things that you guys do is brush your teeth. But of course, we got some people out there that don't. My son's right here. You brush your teeth, don't you, son? Yeah? Okay, how long you been brushing your teeth?
So long.
So long? Yeah. And also, you guys, y'all better watch out. My son, he's 5 years old, and he actually has a song that he's been working on. And he's really good at doing this other song, too. It's not his song, but he's really good at saying it. So let's, Hassan, let me hear it.
Sorry for dipping. Dip is what I do.
Uh-huh.
And drip all over you.
Ha! That's what I'm talking about. So I need everybody to say congratulations to the little guy, because he just graduated preschool. Yay. That's so dope. I can hear everybody yelling right now. And he's actually going to kindergarten. So it's insane. I don't know how to feel as a as a father, because I remember when he was first born, and now he's going to kindergarten. It feels amazing. It's a blessing, and it definitely makes me think deeper and deeper and deeper about life, how short life is and how quick life is. Like, everything goes quick. You know, he's 5 now. Pretty soon he'll be 15. Pretty soon he'll be 20. Pretty soon me and him are going to be going golfing together. You know what I mean? Going to, you know, to the club. You know, whatever the case may be when we get older. But it's for the fact that time is flying. And I've been his age before. He hasn't been mine. So he's observing and he's watching. So that's the reason why us as parents have to set one of the highest standards and for ourselves, so our kids can actually use that and see what the truth is. So, you know, I just want to thank everybody once again for joining back in with Who Got Bars Radio. Who's going to be the next guest? Who are we going to have on the next channel? Remind you guys, we're connected with Spotify. We're connected with iHeartRadio, Pandora, Z Music, also a bunch of different radio stations, 107.5. Sometimes they'll play us on there. There's many different other people that we are connected with. Also, big shout out to BMR, Businessman Records. Yes, you guys hear my son, Businessman Records. And then also, big shout out to Sauce Walker and his camp, Maserati J. And shout out to Hassan, my son. Maserati J just dropped an insane freestyle. I mean, it was. The flow switch was ridiculous. Like, he was like, no, 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 no. Like, I can't even tell you guys exactly how it went, but just imagine that flow right there, and then he switched it up. Maserati J is doing big things. Shout out to the whole camp. Ooh-wee! And I do want to tell you guys to stay focused and remind yourself every day that the mission is what you need to complete. Exactly. You hear what my son said? The mission is complete. He's over there playing with the guitar. Hold on one second. And I want everyone to go. I'm going to leave you guys with one thing left right now. There's a book that I want everyone to go read. It's called The Giver. It's by Lois Lowry. It's an amazing book. I just want you guys to go check it out. And also another one called The Secret, which is about law of attraction and manifestation. Once you learn yourself, and you learn yourself very well to the point where you know not only the outside of you, but also your inner self. A lot of people get it confused and they only memorize the person that they are on the outside. And that's what everyone sees. But he told me, he said, Daddy, sing the song already. But I need everyone to master the inner soul too, because that's very important. If someone can feel your vibration, that means that they're connecting with you. So if someone's connecting with you, that means they can feel what you're going through. That's your inner soul. That's your inner thoughts and everything that's going on. So make sure you allow people to know what's up. You know, keep it real with yourself and have fun in life. So this is your boy King Vibe with Who Got Bars Radio. And just remember what hip-hop stands for: healthy, independent people helping other people. See you guys later.